This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Had a texter just send me a note. I want to know what's going on with the deep state, Rosenstein and Hillary Clinton. Well, we know that Rod Rosenstein, former FBI agent, is testifying on Capitol Hill. In fact, if you turn up Fox News Channel right now, Kevin, Senator John Cornyn from Texas is asking Ron Rosenstein about the Crossfire Hurricane report. Let's listen to it a little bit of this before
it
we go to our
guest. It strikes me that Mr. Putin must be extraordinarily pleased with how this all played itself out. Not only was Hillary Clinton and her campaign disparaged, not only was President Trump and his campaign disparaged and put through what can only be described as hell for the last 3.5 years of an investigation, when in fact the source of some of the information that was used not only to secure a FISA warrant but to conduct a counterintelligence investigation may in fact have been part of a Russian disinformation campaign. Does that concern you?
It concerns me very much, Senator. I'm at a bit of a disadvantage. As you know, I was in the job for only 2 years. I've been gone now for about 13 months. So I don't have access to any information that's been generated through the Durham investigation. I do not know what Attorney General Barr has discovered with regard to that. But I think it's important, Senators, for us to keep in mind that it is established, I believe, that Russia's efforts included disparaging Hillary Clinton, as you said. That doesn't mean Russia is on the other candidate's side. Russia is on Russia's side. And so I think we should be just as concerned if there's evidence that they were disparaging or attacking or trying to undermine President Trump as we were about their activities with regard to...
Right, it would have been nice if you would have had that to be the...
Yeah, right.
The effort of the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Mr. Former Deputy Attorney General. He said earlier that he didn't believe that the Steele dossier was relied on for any of the indictments, which is
wow.
Crazy, too, because we have evidence otherwise. But anyway, there you go. You ask, you receive on What's on Your Mind. Lots of other things to cover. We have some questions, some feedback with our interview, related to our interview from Governor Doug Burgum that we did last hour. We have some facts related to what happened in Lafayette Square that's not being reported anywhere else. So we have actually from the Park Police. Amazing they don't report this stuff. We have lots more to come on the program today, but we begin now with a group of folks. I think I said, the other day, Jason Lewis, candidate for Senate there. I just feel like North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota needs to do everything in their power to bring some common sense back to Minnesota and help any way we can. You don't want your neighbor's house on fire. And Minnesota is in a anti-business mode unlike any other time in our history. I grew up there. I just got a text from a listener that was listening in North Montevideo. Brought me back to my Mohawk days and graduating in 1983. It's unbelievable. And the restaurants of Minnesota, many of which we enjoy as North Dakotans, right across the border in Minnesota, are under assault right now. The Minnesota Licensed Beverage Association Executive Director Tony Chesick is here to tell us a little bit about what they think about Governor Wald's latest assault on common sense. Tony, thanks for joing us. How are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate your time.
Now, we really do empathize with the restaurants, the bars of Minnesota, they're intertwined with the fabric of, the culture of these communities. And it's just sad to see this happen. What do you make of why we're doing what we're doing? Why are we treating, for instance, the seven counties around the Twin Cities the same as we are Moorhead and Clay County? What just make some sense of this for me, please?
Good luck. the long pauses, because I'm not sure what sense it makes at this point in time either. We've, you know, to the association, we represent bars, restaurants, and liquor stores throughout the state, and we were allowed to get the liquor stores to be essential early on for a myriad of reasons, which you guys are aware of. And when he shut us down on the 17th of March on St. Patrick's Day by 5 o'clock, it was a pretty glaringly obvious that we had to take this seriously. And what I'm always telling people that I talk to around the state and around the country is that we're one of the highest regulated health industries in the nation as far as what we do as an industry for bars and restaurants, the cleanliness, the health inspections. We put ourselves at a different standard because we do serve food, we do serve drinks, and we serve things that if we do it the wrong way, people can get really sick. And so we're prepared, we're ready to go. We just need some direction from the governor.
And right now, the quote-unquote rules are what? You can have outside dining only and takeout? Is that the latest?
Yeah, the first phase was initially to get us up off the ground at a certain percentage or distancing level. And we had spent a significant amount of time with industry leaders putting together a playbook, if you will, how to get these folks open. And that proposal was 6-foot distancing. We even talked about 50% capacity. And then the governor dropped us May 20th, which conveniently was the day that all the sales and use taxes were due from March, April into May. That specific date, he announced that there was a patio only seating up to 50 people on a patio. And if you've got 50 people capacity on a patio, you could pull it off. But some patios that we've got, even around you guys in that neck of the woods, you've got patios that can hold 200-300 people. You can still only have 50 people at a patio. Huh. Takeout alcohol is still allowed from bars and restaurants. Currently, we only have a 50-capacity patio variance for every bar and restaurant in the state to utilize right now.
Which is just micromanagement to the nth degree. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, of course, these are from the same people that said churches can only have 10 people, and we'd prefer if you'd be outside for that. I mean, so there's very little common sense. The biggest frustration I would have as someone that owns a business in western Minnesota is that you're giving me the same rules where there is virtually no COVID. I mean, it is minuscule in rural areas compared to what it is in the Twin Cities, and it's down in the Twin Cities and trending down as well. They're treated the same. Can you make any kind of headway with that argument in St. Paul?
We're surrounded. We're surrounded by states that have allowed their businesses to open up at least 50% capacity. So we're surrounded by that. When you surround yourself, when you circle the wagons with an outlying state like which we are right now, you've got people that are flooding to the adjacent states, which is great for their economy. But we're watching our small business owners just absolutely are underwater right now. And with the 50 people on the patio variance was not necessarily a slap in the face. We appreciate everything the governor's done for us thus far. We've been very gracious. We've had a lot of conversations with the governor's office over the last several months. We'll take what we can get, but at this point in time, it just doesn't make sense.
Where's Paul Marquardt? I get along with the Republicans and Democrats where is Ben Lean? Where is Ken Eakin? Where are these legislative leaders that have some sway with the governor standing up for their counties, for their towns, for their communities? I mean,
we're starting to see some movement in the last couple of weeks. We're starting to see some bipartisan support from legislators that are starting to realize in their districts they're getting flooded with phone calls from business owners, and even more so to the fact from customers. You know, we've been trying to shut down for 3 months here in Minnesota, and after a period of time, you got to stretch your legs a little bit. And we're the hospitality reason. We're a hug and handshake business. We always have been, and people need to be social. We're social beings, and when you can't do that, things bubble up and things change. The business community will take their matters into their own hands, and at some point in time, some folks are just going to open up just to roll the dice to see. I mean, the Attorney General has definitely stepped up and slapped a few folks on the wrist as far as what they need to be going through, what they have to put up with. But
he's preoccupied defending Antifa right now, so maybe that'd be a good time to pull one of those tricks and just say, look, I'm going to stand up for the rule. I'd love to see it, and your association obviously would have a ton of power to be able to do it and go with it. I just don't think government should be able to do this. And here's what I hope people will understand. I think you're better equipped than anybody to explain this. You know, outdoor only, takeout only, 25% capacity, 50% capacity, all that is a path to going broke. You can't do that. It doesn't pencil out. It doesn't work. I mean, financially, this is not sustainable, is it?
Well, it's a slow walk to death or a race to death is what we're kind of calling it at this point. If you open up on your own, the attorney general and the state government could definitely come in and give you that swift $25,000 fine that Keith Ellison has commented that he would institute on businesses. If you wait long enough, we're hoping for the best. At this point in time, we've got business community, business owners that went into this with thin margins. That's what people don't understand, too, guys, is that this is a very thin margin business. There's no business in Minnesota, no bar and restaurant in Minnesota now that's making double-digit profit margins. These are folks are 2 to 5%, 6% at most profit margins. And when you don't have any income, 50%, 25%, 50% on a patio, that may not even pay your bills at that point in time, because you have to understand that it does cost money to stay closed. The businesses don't just stop paying Xcel Energy or their insurance companies or their liquor license fees or their everything else that these folks have to pay. That doesn't stop,
yeah, right.
Even though the doors are closed.
Unbelievable. Well, we are praying for some common sense in Minnesota. Let us know if we can help know that we so appreciate the folks that feed us all summer long. A lot of North Dakotans call Minnesota home in the summertime, and just want to see this come back bigger and better than ever. Tony Chesick, thank you.
Gentlemen, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. You can text me, and I love your text. You know, I'm ashamed to say that I cannot possibly read all the text for comprehension during the show. It's sort of like if they come in at the right time when we need a, you know, we get them on. But always at night before I plug the phone in, I go through the text, and I'm always just like, oh, my gosh, I so love our listeners. They're just, you're so wise. You have such, you know, sage viewpoints on things. So please don't stop sending those, and I apologize if you don't hear them on the air because, number one, we just get so many, we could just do the text show. Texting with Todd. I think we have the name for a new show. K-Fire Cafe, what's on your mind? You'll do one more show, won't you, Todd? Come on.
Sure.
Yeah. Texting with Todd. We could just, you know, it'd be text and text only. Anyway,
what do you think happens from after the end of the K-Fire Cafe till the next morning's What's in Your Mind? That's exactly what happened.
Exactly. 701-367-2054 to text me. 367-2054, Todd at 226-8503. Paul in Moorhead, what's on your mind, Paul?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I'm getting plenty tired of the Minnesota lockdown and all the damage that it has done and is still doing to all the businesses over there. And I was wondering if it would be okay to get a haircut in Minnesota if I threw a brick through the barbershop windows first.
Yeah, that might...
That's a good question.
At least you could get in then. Yeah, and then you're in. It's not locked. They probably hand you a mask. You know, protest with a mask.
Yeah.
Because
they kind of want to protect all the people throwing the bricks, but
I'm telling you what, Paul,
fight the bullet.
I have never knowingly broke the law, if I can exclude speeding, and the idea is, I think I'd pretty much be close to that in Minnesota right now because I just see it as is so egregious. It's unbelievable. I just see the Detroit Lakes Tribune is reporting on the Becker County Commission passing a constitutional and business-friendly community resolution. So they're getting a snoot full of this. They're ready to take it on, and that's what I think has to happen. I really do. Appreciate your call, Paul. Dana in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, Scott, Todd, and everybody else.
Morning. What's on your mind?
I wanted to spread some goodwill today. First of all, that Officer Holtie. I mean, who would ever think you're going to get up and serve an eviction notice and get met at the door with an AK-47? So I just want to say I salute him, and I feel for their family. And that's about it on that.
Good point, Dana. And he has a twin brother who is in law enforcement as well with the Fargo Police Department.
I'm sure all the good protesters that are out there have got the same feeling I do. It's just kind of being covered by this other situation.
And then that's what I mean. It's tough.
The comment, the people that came out and protected their businesses and helped, Dickinson, Bismarck, way to go. I mean, that's what it takes. Just stand up a little bit. And they're not that tough to deter these few that want to... if I was going to say something to these people that are doing the rioting, it would be this. Man, what are you doing? Don't you see what you're messing up?
It'd be like, Dana, very good points, and I appreciate your call, very good points. But that conversation would be like having a conversation with the people that took on President Trump and using every apparatus of foreign intelligence and everything else. Man, what are you doing? They know full well what they're doing. Now, some people get dragged along in all of that. That might be a Democrat that don't like Trump because, they think we should spend more federal money on more social programs or whatever. That doesn't make them evil. They just have a different viewpoint in America. That's fine. But the underlying belly there is very corrupt. Same thing with the protest. I mean, the people that are, like Julie, the cruise director with the clipboard, saying, you go there during the peaceful, quote-unquote peaceful part of the protest, and then change clothes and are communicating with people with walkie-talkies up on the rooftops of buildings is a whole different enterprise. Follow the money. Stop the lawlessness. You can't protest a broken law, a murder, with more broken laws. It ought to stop, and it ought to stop immediately. Good stuff, Dana. Thank you very much. Brent is somewhere in North Dakota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Brent, go ahead.
Yeah, so maybe to help answer your questions you just asked, is I was talking to a guy from Aberdeen, South Dakota, who friend was at a business, and two buses from Colorado showed up full of people. He talked to one of the individuals, and they said that they were coming to protest and that they were paid $25 an hour, and if there's any arrests, all the legal fees are paid for, and they said they were sponsored by Antifa. So that answers your question of who's behind some of that.
Yep. The same Antifa that Ellison and Son down there in the Twin Cities are all enamored with.
Yep.
Amazing.
And there's some rumors, you know, that maybe George Soros is behind it. Some people think Bill Gates got some things to do with some of this, too. Who knows?
Yeah, but you know, George Soros has done it. So we know that much, right? George Soros and his various entities started Black Lives Matter, funded Black Lives Matter. Those are there. Whether they are part of what happened in Fargo on the weekend or last night at Bismarck or Minneapolis, I don't know. But follow the money. Do an investigation. We can find terrorists. We do it every day. This country. Speaking of which, I have to tell you some facts that have not made it into the news, surprise, surprise, about what happened in front of the White House this week. The United States Park Police put out a statement yesterday that talked about the demonstrations at Lafayette Park over the weekend and across the National Mall included activities that were not part of a peaceful protest and, in fact, resulted in injuries to U.S. Park Police officers in the line of duty. The destruction of public property and the defacing of memorials and monuments. 4 days of demonstrations, 51 members of the Park Police injured, 11 transported to the hospital and released, 3 were admitted. Have you heard that anywhere? People are freaking out because, oh, Trump just cleared Lafayette Park so you could have, go over there and do a photo op. Tell that to the 51 members of the Park Police. And by the way, the folks that were clearing, they didn't even know the president planned to come there. It had nothing to do with that. It was enough already. We've got to clear these people out. We got a curfew coming up because of the violence directed at Park Police. They throw, it talks about Monday, U.S. Park Police with the United States Secret Service decided they needed temporary fencing installed inside Lafayette Park. So at 6:30, violent protesters on 8th Street began throwing bricks, frozen water bottles. That takes a little planning. Frozen water bottle, you got to, caustic liquids. They climbed onto a historic building on the north end of Lafayette Park, destroyed by arson days prior. Intelligence revealed calls for violence against the police. So, of course, they cleared them out. Nothing to do with the president and what he did. Despicable, the lack of news.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's TiogaMD.org.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus pandemic may be easing in America, but it's not going to help millions of Americans who have lost their jobs because of it. Today's ADP monthly private payrolls jobs report for May shows 2.76 million more workers lost their jobs last month. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs, and 719,000 construction workers were let go. Many U.S. cities again saw protests in their streets last night following the death of George Floyd over a week ago at the hands of police in Minneapolis, but for the most part, it was a calmer night than previous nights, including in New York City. Though, Chief Terry Monahan says, many of those who do make trouble during these protests are there not because of Floyd's death.
There are groups within these live protests that are looking for nothing but trouble.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Do you have a sauna yet? I heard a podcast, I think I told you about a doctor addressing a group of heart doctors. And she went through some research about, all right, your chances of getting dementia, for instance, are X. If you add the sauna in, they go down, you know, once a day, they go down to, you know, it was just mind-boggling. It was one thing after another. And these heart doctors are like, wow. And again, this isn't really complicated. You don't even have to get into super crazy science with this because, you know, when you have a fever, what does that mean? It means your body realizes something is not right. And so it's going into a, you know, it's the fight or flight thing. It's fighting. It's taking on. So that's what. And I have to tell you, don't tell my wife this. Don't tell my business partner this. But the really fun thing was about when you're in the sauna, how your heart is pumping, how your body is reacting in the same way it does when you are jogging or on the treadmill or, like, you know, working out. So, Kevin, Todd, I've got it figured out. I'm just going to sit in the sauna.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to work out, you know. And
sweat the toxins.
Rather poke needles in my eyes and get on a treadmill, you know. I mean, just, well, even a walk. I don't have the patience to walk.
A zillion times not to exaggerate. You've never done the needles in your eye thing.
Well,
you have no idea.
It's true, but I would rather do that than the treadmill. So I just buy a sauna. That's all I can tell you. Just buy a dang sauna and you get all that benefit. It's just unbelievable. And Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. Walk you through it online from wherever you're at, or you can stop and see them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. All right, Dana wasn't quite finished. Before, we were talking about, first of all, he was commending people that went down to protect the business in Bismarck last night and other businesses that were threatened because of a quote-unquote peaceful protest, which was anything but peaceful. Given what I heard came from the mouths of those people and their actions and the one woman spoiling for a fight. It wasn't peaceful. One texter here says, I work at the business in question, by the way. The owner of that business sent all his staff home at 2:45 in the afternoon because he feared for the staff. He and others stood in front of the business as a deterrent. The staff is a mix of races made up of all females and only one male on the staff. Not a negative word was said. Standing silence, protecting a lifetime of his father and his work. Isn't that cool? Sad you have to do it.
Right.
But cool that they approach it in that fashion. So Dana's right. That was a nice thing. What did you not get to say that you wanted to say, Dana?
Okay, on the looters. You know, and I just got to say it, okay? Here, what are they protesting for? Equality and justice and freedom? The same things that all these people worldwide are doing. So what are you, why are you getting in the law's face and trying to antagonize them and destroy what you want to? See, was there any damage at Bismarck last night?
Was there, Todd? Did they graffiti anything?
I'm not aware of any. I can't conclusively say there was none, but obviously if there would have been that much, it'd be pretty much all over. So,
but let me go back to this. Dana, to your point, I mean, just back up a second and say, okay, why are they here? Why do they feel a need to protest here? What is it they're protesting? You know, my inclination is to say, I'd love to sit down and have a conversation and understand and say, look, I'm a white guy. I'm a conservative talk show host. I voted for President Trump. I pray for him every day. So you pretty much hate me. I get it. Why are you protesting? Help me understand what I'm missing and have the actual conversation. That I believe it might be very productive. You might actually get down to a point if, in fact, you're dealing with somebody who's reasonable and wants to do that. But I believe that this is fueled by people who are hateful and are looking for, again, a way to fundraise. It's like the governor said. The governor made some very good points last hour. He said, look, they are in the face of people because they want the reaction back so they can put that on YouTube and raise money and go to the next protest. So they're not going to have a reasonable conversation for you. And it isn't about anything other than their own enterprise.
Maybe they'll hear what I said and think about it. And,
we can only hope.
Everyone out there. Oh, it's free day, and I got to get back to work. Thank you.
Well, I hope they heard you, and you go back to work. Yes, I appreciate that, Dana. Dana called back to say, I wasn't done. I wanted to keep talking. Well, he was saying smart things, so we let him continue to do that. I'll take one more call here, and then I want to get Andy Murnick in here from Pipers to talk about normal. I like normal. We got to celebrate normal right now. We're going to celebrate how things are supposed to be, and they actually had an auction with people on the side of the auction yesterday. How about that? Darren in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. A couple different things. With these paid protesters coming in, I'm not sure why the governor of the state can't basically ban these commercial carriers from, one, bringing them into the state and fine them extremely if they are getting paid to do this. And the other thing, too, is for the protesters themselves, why are we charging with something like a felony menacing or something that actually has some severe consequences and a large financial fine, so it's going to basically take the money back out of their pocketbooks?
Interesting points, too. I think we don't have anywhere near enough conversation like your the kind of scenario you're describing and suggesting there, Darren, going on to say, and I don't get this because, again, if we know the game is to come in and provoke a reaction from a cop, you can say, hey, cops, this is what they're trying to do, so don't give them what they want, or you can just not even put cops in harm's way at all. And I think we're smarter saying, let's not put cops in harm's way. Let's not do that because, if you need cops, it's not a peaceful protest. You've lost that. Peaceful protest, yes. Come hang out in the park. Not during a pandemic, by the way. If moms and dads can't go to a graduation, I don't think we should be handing out government-issued authority to do anything. For lack of a better term, just use that. Say that again, Dan.
Out of state, or they're from, as you say, if they're from out of state, or they're from at least, 250 miles from that location, then they're a paid protester. They shouldn't be there. It's not their protest.
There you go.
Well said. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Darren. You're trying to find Andy still, huh?
Yes, sir.
Get her. Yeah.
Wait, have you seen all the questions that have come up?
Right, why don't you come in here? Here's a text from Jerry. Good morning, Todd and Scott. The governor is exactly correct regarding these protesters' goals. We're not only dealing with some wicked human beings, a segment of these protesters are dysfunctional people in our society participating in these riots. I spent just over two decades in law enforcement from the 70s to the early 90s and a graduate of the prestigious Northwestern University School of Police. All right. University School of Police and Command. Policing is far more difficult today than in my time. Observing our North Dakota law enforcement reflects great credit given Observing our North Dakota law enforcement reflects great credit upon themselves for the excellent job they are doing. No kidding. We owe them all our support and gratitude for the difficult and dangerous work they do every day. I want to hear from more folks that have law enforcement experience like that. It's fantastic. I have another text from former Fargo law enforcement. Former Fargo law enforcement. I want to share that with you. And tell you why that person left. When we get to that, I'm trying to find it here, but I can't find it. But it's good. It's a text. I also have an interesting advertisement. There's been a lot of kerfuffle about different legislative races and things going on. And why is the governor, saying he supports that person but not that person? And of course, Senator Kevin Cramer has been doing the same. Senator Kevin Cramer and Governor Doug Burgum are actively campaigning against a guy by the name of Jeff Delzer, a state representative. And I'm going to play an ad on that front coming up here in a couple of minutes. So stay tuned. Annie Murnick is here, though. Annie from Pipers. And they had an actual real live auction yesterday with actual people there. First in the post-COVID world. I got to hear how it went. Annie, how you doing?
Not too bad, Scott. How are you this morning?
Doing fantastic. So how'd it go?
It was excellent. It was excellent. It was, Central North Dakota obviously came out and supported it, and there were certainly a lot of people that were ready to go back to a live auction world. So, and on behalf of Pipers, I was ready to get rid of the keyboard for one sale and get back to our roots and actually grab a microphone. So,
yeah, I mean that's part of your DNA, right? I mean it's you all different when you're bidding online. You don't get to have that feel of a real live auction. Is this going to? I mean, if I am selling, a state auction or whatever, do most folks want to have people there? Or what? I know the online auctions were going very well, but what's the preference of the seller?
I think it's going to be a case-by-case basis. We're pretty fortunate that at Pipers we've got the ability to offer multiple different methods for you to sell. So if there are any concerns and you prefer the timed online only auctions, we definitely have the capabilities and the ability to do that correctly. And we've proven that here this spring because all the timed online auctions were very successful. They were, extremely successful and very well received, at least across the upper Midwest region. On the other side of it, and yesterday kind of proved it again back in our company, and at least back in our minds, that the live auction with a simultaneous online bidding option is still probably the preferred method. And having the ability to interact with the crowd and create a momentum platform with the sale and create the excitement that a live auction always creates, and there's just nothing like it. So,
how was the mood yesterday?
It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. The people that showed up on site were gracious that we were having a sale, and they're grateful to be there. And we did follow a lot. lot of the North Dakota smart restart methods, and we wanted to make sure that everybody respected one another and kept their social distancing and whatnot.
Great
and
deal. Also Hang on a second, Andy. We'll finish in just a couple of minutes. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
If you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ram Jack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Plenty of options to choose from if you need a car, truck, SUV. Pre-owned vehicles fit every budget. Even if yours isn't paid off, if you have a trade, you might be able to lower your monthly payment or just buy your car. Take advantage and receive the lowest used car rates in years or make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. And if you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. And they are now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
11 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, our final segment, and a few things to get to here yet, including finishing our conversation with Andy Murnick from Pfeiffer's. Pfeiffer's does auctions, they do real estate, do land management, equipment auctions, about everything. Yesterday in Tuttle, having a great day. Their first auction back post-COVID era with actual folks there. And so how do you do social distancing in auctions? Or is that like normal anyway? I mean, nobody, you know, we don't exactly get in somebody else's space in North Dakota anyway, right? That's the Tuttle way, social distancing. Well, how'd you do it yesterday, Eddie?
Well, you know, yesterday we took a lot of different precautions. We set up different, first and foremost, probably the main congregated areas is always around a tool trailer, you know, where everybody stands around the trailer and we sell all the tools off of it. Well, yesterday we put everything in buckets and we scattered it out, probably 10, 15 feet apart so everybody had the ability to see what they were interested in and basically just come and bid on those specific items. The rest of the equipment, you know, if you're interested in the baler, you stand by the baler. If you're interested in a tractor, that's kind of where you're at. So, watching the crowd yesterday and the reaction to them, you know, for the most part, everybody was very respectful to one another, and it was great to just see everybody having the ability to interact with each other if they wanted to. So, pretty much kind of left it up to the buyers, but showed our support for the, you know, for the recommendations of our leadership in the state of North Dakota, which I think we've done a really nice job. So.
I think, you know, it's normal's good. It's time for normal, and great to know that happened yesterday. I know you're going to have your first auction with folks on site in South Dakota coming up next Tuesday for a state equipment auction there in Belfouche. And then this week have that landscaping equipment auction in Bismarck. That one's online, so folks can start bidding on that right now even, right?
Yep, that's right. We've got crews on site today and tomorrow here for in Bismarck, North Dakota, for the S&B landscaping. Lots of good skid steers, lots of good skid steer attachments, a lot of small equipment, some really, really nice tractors, a lot of low-powered units. There's something we're taking a look at, and that is a timed online auction only, and the bidding is open today, and it starts to close on Thursday. Next Tuesday, like you said, we'll be in South Dakota for our first South Dakota live auction. Really looking forward to being in the Belfouche country. Really nice farm estate auction there. Lots of good equipment on that one as well. All the inventory's on is listed at Pfeiffer's.com.
Appreciate it very much. You take care, Andy, and best of the Pfeiffer's team. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks as always, Scott.
Take care. Andy Murnick from Pfeiffer's. Love it. Got to celebrate normal right now. It's a good thing. All right, so I've heard from a lot of people. I shouldn't say a lot of people, but there's kind of a strong, loud group of folks that are absolutely outraged that Governor Burgum would use his position as Republican governor to support Republican candidates that are different than the Republican candidates these other folks like. So I thought it worthy of pointing out the fact that Kevin Cramer is doing the exact same thing, because I heard this ad today on the radio on my way in. I hadn't heard it before, but listen to this.
Senator Kevin Cramer has endorsed David Andahl and Dave Nearing for state representative. Here's what Senator Cramer has to say about the two Daves.
Hi, this is Kevin Cramer, and I'm endorsing David Andahl and Dave Nearing for state representative. I'm joining the District 8 Republican Party and Governor Doug Burgum in endorsing David Andahl and Dave Nearing because we need more Trump Republicans in the state legislature. The two Daves support our ag producers and will fight for coal. They're pro-life, pro-gun, and they're the conservatives we need. Again, this is Kevin Cramer. Please mail your ballot for David Andahl and Dave Nearing by June 8th.
That was Senator Kevin Cramer endorsing Trump Republicans David Andahl and Dave Nearing for state representative. The two Daves are political outsiders and men who work the land. They support term limits, life, gun rights, coal, and our farmers and ranchers. David Andahl and Dave Nearing, two Daves for District 8. Paid for by Dakota Leadership PAC. Cam Knutson, Secretary.
Wow. How about that voice on that guy? Where'd that come from? The voice of God right there? My gosh. But anyway, very interesting. Very, very interesting, I think. Now, again, some people are going to say, well, you know, how could you do that to Jeff Delzer? Look, it's not doing something to somebody. It's taking a stand. It's saying this person is I believe, it's time for a change. And as I said before, Jeff Delzer is a nice guy. I've seen his antics over the years. I've complained about him on the air. But, you know, it's just sort of, he does what he does. But I happen to think it's time for a change there too. I think the two Daves would do great. That doesn't make me evil. That doesn't make me crazy or anything else. It just says, oh, I have a little bit of a different opinion than the folks that want to see Jeff Delzer continue there. And you know what? I know people that think the world of Jeff Delzer, and the fact that as super uber conservative as he is, as you know, Ed Schaefer noted in his comments about this against big spenders, and he was referring to the previous governors of Hoeven and Dalrymple being big spenders, that you needed somebody like Jeff there. So you know there is an argument there, but I think it's time for a change. The reason I bring it up is that people are freaking out about the governor taking a stand, supporting people that he wants to help join him in the agenda. And that doesn't make him wrong. That doesn't make him evil. That doesn't make him, you know, anything other than gutsy and willing to stand up for what he believes. If you don't like Republican on Republican fights, you never would have had a Donald Trump as president of the United States. Just remember that. It took Republicans standing up to Republicans to get Donald Trump the nomination and ultimately elected. I don't know about you, but I'm glad we have him. More on protests. Tom and Hazen, if you'd hold on, I want to get your information because we'll have you on Law Enforcement Perspective on Protests for tomorrow. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research on about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.